Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Sunday morning to you. We are awaiting Jim Gilbert's call for Nature Notes here on this Sunday morning. We're live from the fair. Jim will be on the phone, of course, and we'll talk to Jim as soon as he calls in. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, Denny Long here, for my friends Lee and Pam at Cardinal Corner. Have you been to that store yet? A couple of locations. If you want to enjoy nature's entertainment, I hope you do see my friends Pam and Lee. Cardinal Corner, you will find if you visit them, has a huge selection, among other things, of squirrel-proof feeders that will attract all kinds of birds, from robins to mourning doves, from cardinals to finches. If you want to attract hummingbirds, Cardinal Corner is a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders and swings. So many types of bird feeders they have, and wind chimes. They've got so much more than that. You really have to see this store to believe it. Of course, we tell you this every week, the freshest bird seed around. And get their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Call them 651-455-6556 or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. You'll find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. I think Jim Gilbert's on the line this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there he is. Good deal, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine, nice and clear, and it's nice here at the fair. I know it's going to be a little warm later, but what is the official temp? Let me look. We went back to 69 degrees now.
You know, I have that feeling, too. It's going to be much warmer today. We have 72 already.
Wow.
And part of that is because got this southeast breeze off the lake. We live on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. But with the warm water, the water being, you know, in the upper 70s, it's not surprising it's 72 in our yard. We've got, you know, as I said, southeast breeze, and about two-thirds of the sky is cloudy, but I do see a lot of blue sky right above us. Do you see any blue sky out there?
You know, I see some peeking through some of the clouds. You're absolutely right. I can see it through the giant slide here at the fair.
Okay. It is a beautiful day, though, and I'm sure many people are walking around the fairgrounds already.
Yeah, they are. Sunday morning seems to be a very popular time to be here at the fair.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's nice and fresh, and the vendors just opening.
Well,
so.
Well, sunrise was 6:28. Sunsets at 8:01. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 13 hours, 33 minutes of daylight. We have lost 20 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. People keep saying, don't emphasize that. Well, I'm just reporting it. And a total of 2 hours and 3 minutes have been lost since June 21st, the solstice when summer began in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal high is 79. The normal low is 60, so we're well above that. Records for today, August 26th in the Twin Cities, the record high, 97. 97 set in 2013. Record low, 44, set in 1964 and again in 1968. On this date, 2005, it rained a little over 2 inches, 2.04 inches on the Twin Cities. The full moon set this morning at 6:25. Probably too cloudy for you to see it on the way to the fair this morning. But, yeah, we saw it last night. Many people watched the the moonrise last night. But the actual full moon, the actual time of the full moon was now 6:56 this morning. But so the moon is already set, 6:25, will rise again this evening at 8:26. 30 minutes after sunset on clear nights, it's possible to see four planets lined up across the south. So look for Venus low in the west-southwest, Jupiter in the southwest, Saturn in the south, and Mars in the southeast. Quite a sight. Lots of things happening outside right now. And we call this phenology. It's a recording of nature's calendar. Monarch butterflies are seen migrating south one by one and nectaring on garden plants such as zinnias, Mexican sunflower, Joe Pye weed, and the autumn joy sedum, and on prairies on blazing star and stiff goldenrods. Along roads, we see monarchs on Canada goldenrod and purple loosestrife. Ripe wild grapes and wild American plums offer hikers welcome snacks. Love to feed on those when I'm out walking. Both common and great ragweeds continue shedding pollen into the air from their green flowers. Colonies of Canada goldenrod bloom nicely with bright yellow flowers that have sticky, heavy pollen carried on the sides of insects rather than through the air, just through air currents. So they're carried by these insects. So they're goldenrods. The big story is goldenrods do not cause hay fever symptoms. Between about 5 and 8 o'clock in the evening, look for open flocks of common nighthawks, those dark-colored birds with long pointed wings and white wing patches. They're gliding, diving, circling, feeding on insects in the air, and definitely heading south. Most of us have noticed wild cucumber in bloom. This annual vine is a native wildflower with vertical clusters of male flowers. They're white. And this particular vine climbs up shrubs and trees. I've seen it up like 25 to 30 feet. Goes over fences and other structures, and sometimes is blanket-like. The fruit of the wild cucumber vine is prickly, ovoid, so it kind of looks like a miniature watermelon, but being green now, and it has, like prickles on it. Leaves are deeply lobed and maple-like. So many people have asked me about that plant. I heard you talking yesterday on the garden show about this very plant. It's very light, doesn't do damage to the trees. When the first frost comes, it'll die and it'll look like strings up in your trees. Swallows gather on utility wires in preparation for migration. Flying grasshoppers seen in dry, sunny areas are known as the Carolina grasshoppers. The information on sunrise and sunset, weather history, astronomy, and phenology that I've been using this morning is from the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars, which I have to write each year. The 2019 editions of both the Wall and Engagement Calendars will soon be available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota. Also, look for the 2019 editions of the Minnesota Weather Guides at the Minnesota State Fair. And their booth, the Freshwater Society's booth, is located in front of CARE 11. That's the Red Barn Pavilion across from the Minnesota DNR Park. I'll be there this coming Monday, that's tomorrow, and Tuesday from 10 to 2 each day, signing these weather guides. And, of course, talking to many of the people about what they're seeing. Fun to meet the people at the fair, and I know you're doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
Paul Grusing, who lives near North Silver Lake, south of Fairmont, near the Iowa State border, reports that he is seeing much yellowing of soybean foliage as the plants mature. They're not sick. They're doing well. They're just maturing and getting those pods ready to dry down. At Timberlake Orchard, located near where Paul lives, they're picking Zestar apples now. Many Bur Oak acorns have dropped this past week, Paul notices. We've noticed the same thing in our yard, in our neighborhood. American robins have been eating the orange European mountain ash fruit, and Paul observed two white-tailed deer does with their fawns just the last couple of days, and the fawns still have their spots. Gary Hoganson from Faribault reports seeing many monarch butterflies this summer. It's a very good year for monarchs and milkweed plants. Rick Haley from Delano notes that the orange flowers of the Mexican sunflower plants that he's been raising in his yard are attracting many monarch butterflies. He has a giant sunflower now that's 11 and a half feet tall. Wow. And I don't know. I should ask him the diameter of the flower, but I'm sure it's, you know, more than a foot across. He reports that ruby-throated hummingbirds come to the black and blue salvia flowers that they have planted in their yard. Sally Jaeger from Carson Bay, Lake Minnetonka, reports that each day a great blue heron flies in and perches on boat cover for long periods of time. Now, no doubt, this great blue heron is just checking out the area for fish. Most great blue herons will be leaving in September and October for wintering territories in the southern USA, but also Mexico and down into Central America. Bonnie Deerdorf from Deerdorf Orchards, located just east of Lake Waconia, notes that they are picking Zestar, Paula Red, and Chestnut crab apples. Kim and Lori McInthune, who live just south of Waconia, report that the ruby-throated hummingbird feeding frenzy began this past Tuesday, August 21st. Now, they define the feeding frenzy as when they have to fill each of their 12 sugar water feeders twice or more each day. How about that one?
How about that?
So they had, and to keep up with the numerous hungry hummers. So it must, you know, I don't even know what they have, but they've got to have more than 100 hummingbirds there. The young are all out of their nests, and they may be seeing some migrants in the north, and all of them have to feed heavily to get ready for the long migration to Mexico and Central America. Last year, the feeding frenzy began August 20th, and in 2016, it began August 19th. Besides sugar water and nectar from flowers, the hummingbirds are feeding on many small insects. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report seeing one late firefly this past Friday evening, and yesterday saw sheet web. Now, this is a term I was not familiar with and been doing some reading about that, but these are spider webs tightly woven close to the ground and that are seen in the late summertime. They saw them in their CRP land. They're still seeing lots of the annual vine called the wild cucumber. Their son, Rob Herring, from Optimum Fishing Charters out of Barker's Island at Superior, Wisconsin, reports that the surface water temperature of Lake Superior Friday morning, that's just this past Friday morning, 3 miles out of Duluth Superior Harbor, was 66. That's pretty warm for Lake Superior.
Oh, I should say it is, yeah.
Yeah, now hey. down 40 feet, 57, and down 60 feet, 52 degrees, and they continue to fish for lake trout.
How about that? Say, Jim, yeah. I don't want to forget us talking about By the Yard this morning.
Oh, yes, and Sandy went over to see the display. I didn't get the chance to, but I'm going to on Monday for sure.
Fantastic. They're having a good time there. They're in the merchandise mart. They've been there for years. This is a CCLN company, Jim and I tell you about every week. Hard for me to believe that they're in the business for 23 years now. They make, without a doubt, the best patio furniture. This is what they make out of recycled plastic milk jugs and such. But believe me, as Jim and I both know, it's very substantial furniture. I hope you get over there. And by the way, as Jim knows too, this is such a great time of year to get the deals at Buy the Yard, not only for the furniture, but delivery as well. So check it out. You don't have to come to the fair to get the same deal. Just go to buytheyard.net. Get on the web. You can ask for that catalog. There's plenty of time to get here next week at the Merchandise Mart. But see, they've got, I think, Jim, over 300 maintenance-free outdoor items to choose from.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah. A still family-run business. They're great people. And State Fair time is a wonderful time. So go to the Merchandise Mart. When you come to the fair, see Buy the Yard. Or again, go to, a lot of folks after Jim's show, go to the web, buytheyard.net. Request that catalog and get that catalog before you come to the fair. Still plenty of time for that. Jim, we have about 2-3 minutes to go.
Okay. Keith Radel from Faribault reports that the last of the eastern bluebirds on his trail, consisting of 175 pairs of nesting boxes over a distance of about 55 miles, hatched out August 11th and will fledge, that's three of them, the middle of this next week, or this week now. This will be 804 young eastern bluebirds fledged this nesting season from his trail. Last year, he fledged 805, so one more last year. Keith has been at Grand Rapids visiting his brother Bruce the last few days and reports that the surface water temperature of Pokegama Lake is now 74.5 degrees. A week ago, it was 79, so it is dropping, but that's because of cloudy weather, rain, and, of course, fall season is coming. At Havlicek Orchard, that's near New Prague, they are now picking Sweet Tango, State Fair, Hazen, Zestar, Chestnut Crabs, Parker Pears. Danny Havlicek will be at Kingfield selling, well, he's there right now, and will open up at 8:30 this morning. It's called Kingfield, and it's 43rd and Nicollet in Minneapolis. He goes to other markets, too, during the week. Oh, boy, I have so much stuff here, but I'll just do a little bit more. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report seeing warblers like Magnolia, Chestnut-Sided, Wilson, Northern Water Thrush, Nashville, Tennessee, Canada. These warblers that have been moving through this past week. They saw a flock of chipping sparrows in their yard feeding on crabgrass. And I heard you talking about crabgrass yesterday, too. So these chipping sparrows are eating the crabgrass seed, which is a good thing. They've been seeing many, many monarch butterflies, as so many people have reported. And I want to mention, too, that Mary Brislance from Luton has noticed that white-throated sparrows and blue jays, the juveniles, come to her feeding station, but they flap their wings and they're noisy. They're trying to get their parents to feed them. Warblers moving through Luton, Ovenbird, Magnolia, Morning, Black and White, Nashville, Cape May, and, of course, others.
Well, there you go,
so
Jim.
So many things happening outdoors now.
Well, I hope you join us again next week. I'll be back here at the fair, and I hope you call in then, too.
I will.
Good
Look
deal. Thanks, Jim. Have a good week.
You too. Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert, more Nature Notes next Sunday morning here at A3OWCCO. Get those general health questions ready for Dr. David Hilden. We're going to move out to our little porch, our veranda here, to answer some health questions on an open line show. So get them ready in just seconds here on News Talk A3OWCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.